Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Nun Tes, is a subject that most people, or many, have not thought a lot about because their mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers did not worry about this shaila, it seemed. And therefore, it's sort of gone under the radar in terms of many details of the halachos. Of course, we can't get involved with all details when we're doing halacha from the daily daf. But when one learns the Gemaras, one finds a discrepancy between the concerns of the Gemaras and people's behavior today, and that is particularly in regards to jewelry, wearing jewelry on Shabbos. Nun Tes Amud Beis, and for that matter, the entire perek of Bama Isha, deals with the different types of jewelry that a woman can and cannot wear on Shabbos. When was the last time that when you went to buy jewelry, you thought about whether you could wear that piece of jewelry on Shabbos or you can't? Our Gemara took it very seriously. The Gemara spoke about an ear shell zahav, that it could be that for some people they can because they're not likely to take it off, and other people cannot because they will take it off. In general, the Gemara seems to be concerned, unless a very wealthy woman, we are concerned about her taking off her jewelry to show her friends, and they might come to carry. What happened to that chashash bizman hazeh? It's actually more of a mystery than most halachas. In Simin Shun Yud Shin Gimel, the Mechaber quotes many of the cases that we have. For example, Shin Gimel Hey speaks about the Klila, which the Mechaber ultimately paskins she can go out with. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because we follow the opinion of our Gemara Rabbi Eliezer that says an Isha Chashuva is not likely to take it off. The Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkata Tezayin does point out, as we pointed out in the Daf Shir, that Isha Chashuva is not a Karpalan Cheter, that for other things, V'kosvu HaPoskim, says the Mishnah Berurah in the end of Sifkata Tezayin, D'Bashar Tachshit M'Shekol Nashim Regilos Behen, Af Chashur Asa Islatzes Behen Delo Plug Rabbanim B'Tekantam. So we see even Isha Chashuva will be allowed to go out with the Irshel Zahav of Yerushalayim, but not other things. Sifches Lo Teitze Benizme Af, a woman is not allowed to go out with a nose ring. I did discuss with Rav Nevinson what the halacha would be if there's hilchos hotzah of a nose ring. I'm not going to elaborate it on now. You could email me at r.eisenstein@yna.edu about those halachos. Let's talk about other cases which are more common. Aval yotza benizme ha'ozen, but she's allowed to go out with earrings. However, the Ramah's explanation for the heter is really not relevant today. Mipnei she'aznei mechusos, because her ears are covered. U'bemakom she'noagin legalos ha'aznayim, and in places where the women weren't covered as much, and their ears were uncovered, aser latzeis binizam shebozen hecha d'derech lotziyam misham. It's prohibited to go out with earrings if it's normal to take those earrings out. Let's leave open the question of how we look at earrings today, whether it's considered normal to take out or not, and wait for the end of the Dvar Halacha, and discuss a more broader si'if in Shulchan Aruch that gets to the heart of all jewelry. In Simen Shin Gimel Sif Yud Ches, the Mechaber quotes many who are machmir, based on the Gemara later on Samach Dalid, then not only is it a problem to go out in Rosh Hashanah, it'll even be a problem to go out to a courtyard as well, that's usher to carry, midrabanan, with the jewelry, the above-mentioned jewelry, and many others, that you're not allowed to wear, al pi dinei the Gemara, on Shabbos. Here's a lashon of the Mechaber. Kol she'asru chacham latzos bo l'rishus harabim, asru latzos bo l'chatzar she'enim revis. Not only can you go out to rishus harabim, you also can't go into a chatzar that is surrounded by walls, but has not done a ruve chatzeros. Chutz mikavul, that we've discussed, the kavul, is the hat that woman often would wear, upeya nachris, as well as a sheitel, so that we're going to be mekel on. But everything else would be prohibited. V'yeshomrim, dekol she'asru latzos bo, afilu iskashe bo bebayis asur. And there's a yeshomrim that says that you can't even wear those things in the house. Continues the Mechaber. V'yesh omrim shakol motulatzas by b'chatzah feeling mureves. And there are some who say that a chatzer, one could be lenient, and only in areas that are outside of the chatzer, one needs to be machbir. Then the Mechaber gets into bottom line. V'ha'idna nishedidah nagulatzas b'chol tachshitin. And today, women wear all types of tachshitin. The question is, what happened to Perek Bameisha? Was it all torn out from the Shulchan Aruch? What happened to all these halachos? V'yesha amru de medina asura. Some said it was einachanami asur medina elakivan shelo yishmu mutav shiushogos valyu mezidos. Since they will not listen, better that they continue doing the avera b'shogeg rather than they do the avera b'mezid. On Daf Nun Hey, in the halacha section, we discuss some of the implications of this rule of mutav shiushogos valyu mezidos, but this in of itself is startling. The first opinion of the Mechaber is that really women should not be wearing jewelry. That means that a woman in a girl's school where the girls will listen, maybe according to this opinion, they should be taught exactly which jewelry is acceptable and which is not. V'yeshalimdu continues the Mechaber aleim schus lomar sheheinogis kain al pisvar achrona shekasafti shelo asru latzeis betachshit l'chatzer sheina mureves. It could be, says the Mechaber, that we paskin like the final opinion, the most lenient one, that the prohibition is only in Rishus HaRabim. V'hashta d'leslam Rishus HaRabim gomor. And today, where we don't have a full-fledged Rishus HaRabim, havele kol Rishus HaRabim shalonu karmelis, we consider every Rishus HaRabim is halachically a karmelis. V'dino kechotzer sheinimu reves umutter. So Mechaber says that in places that don't have Rishus HaRabim, it could very well be we follow the most lenient opinion that says it's only usher in Rishus HaRabim mamish, which the Bar HaGolah attributes to Tur and Tosvos. So if we follow that opinion, so then we could say that in areas that are not Rishus HaRabim, and the Mechaber is going l'shitaso, that in those days they did not have a Rishus HaRabim. We've discussed that sugya in the beginning of Mesechta Shabbos, in the Halacha section around Daf Vav or so. And so for individuals that don't have Rishus HaRabim, there could be, we have on the books, the heter that we don't have to worry, for example, about earrings and other jewelry that a woman in the time of Chazal, where we were afraid that she would take off and show to her friends. The Ramah adds another heter. Interestingly, the Mishnah Brura does not comment on this heter at all. V'yesh omrim otam lahatir. And for Ashkenazim, if you will, the Ramah introduces another heter. The achshav shchichei tachshitin. V'yotzim ben af b'chol. It's so common for women to wear jewelry. We don't have to be afraid that a woman's going to show off her jewelry. It's so common. Women wear jewelry only on Shabbos. Nowadays, it's actually a helpful phenomenon, obviously within the bounds of tzniut, for a woman to wear a little bit of jewelry even during the week, because then we have the Ramah's possible argument. Although we'll see in a moment, Rav Nevenzahl is not so happy with it. And that is that today, if a woman wears jewelry throughout the week, it's nothing very, very significant, and she's not likely to take it off and show it to her friends. Rav Nevenzahl, an important Ta'aran B'Yitzchak Yikare, points out that the Mechaber's Heter is nebulous today. He says, Avol B'Yameinu Ein La'atir. Boom. For the Mechaber's reason, we don't accept that. Even the Mechaber doesn't need 600,000 people to create a Rishus HaRabim, and it's often going to be that you'll have a Rishus HaRabim. In fact, the Be'er Halacha and Dibrei Maaseh LaHashta points out that the Mechaber seems to be a little bit inconsistent, because the Mechaber earlier in Simen Shememhei that we discussed in Daf Vav, Siv Zayin, there seems to say that we do have a Rishus HaRabim. And Rav Nevenzahl argues, even if you need 600,000, as we discussed in Daf Vav, there are many cities that do have 600,000. Rav Nevenzahl is choshesh that Yerushalayim is even considered a Rishus HaRabim. Certainly, Lahavdil, New York City would be considered a Rishus HaRavim as well. Therefore, Rav Nevin Zal feels that to rely on the Heter, the Mechaber, qualifies as a limud schus, but not something that one should rely on. Number two, he argues, the Ramaz rationale, that today, since it's so common for people to wear jewelry during the week, then we're not afraid that they're going to take off the jewelry and show it to their friends. Here, Rav Nevin Zal argues that he thinks that the Ramah doesn't apply today. This can be argued, but this is what my great Rebbe says. He claims that in those days it was common for people to invest, particularly in jewelry. Lo yuchlu kol kach lashkim amonim bikarkos. That's because it's well known that the laws in Europe were so anti-Semitic that Jews couldn't invest in land. This, here's Rav Nevin Zal putting on a historical hat of observation. They put their money in things that were small, they invest into valuable jewelry, and Jews, it would be common, would have jewelry. Aval hayom she'eina matzav kein, Baruch Hashem, today, the laws in many countries are not anti-Semitic, and Jews invest in other things as well, in stocks, in real estate. Shuv lo shchicha kol kach anidas tachshitin, v'yesh lochosh dil mashal fel mechavya. Today it's more of a commodity in the sense that it's more uncommon for people to be wearing jewelry all over themselves, hence they're more likely to show it off. This is Rav Nevin Zal's argument. It seems to be, though, that almost across the board, almost all poskim, including the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, as well as even in Bnei Brak, they seem to go with the lenient approach, either relying on the Mechaber or the Ramah, or one could point out the language of the Be'er Halacha and Dibra Maskil Ki Bazeh that seems to be holding that the Be'er Halacha seems to be choshesh as well for this opinion, because he says on the language of the Mechaber that they're not likely to listen to us, mashma de ein samchan al tera lolu v'rachshelo limchos lehem mishum demutav shiyu shogigin. Sounds like the Mishnah Brura would be closer to Rav Nevin Zal's position about being choshesh for it even bizman hazeh. However, the Dirshu Mishnah Brura in Ha'ara 41 quotes the opinion of the Chazon Ish that was quoted in Archos Rabbeinu, that has an interesting formulation. That since the Shulchan Aruch says that women already have become accustomed to do it, so he says that is the halacha, and therefore women are allowed to go out in all instances with jewelry. So it's interesting. The Archas Rabbeinu, which is not known for its kulas, here is more lenient. Take a look at Rav Nissen Karel, Sefer Chutshani, that seems to be lenient only in a chatzer, and not in a Rishus HaRabim, closer to the position of Rav Nevin Zal. So this has to be hammered out by Poskim today, whether what Rav Nevin Zal felt are far-fetched heterim for the Mechaber and the Ramah, although they're there, the heterim of the Mechaber and Ramah, whether they apply today. One more point, he did tell me, as we go to one practical example, when it comes to the earrings, he said to me the following in regards to earrings. He said, an earring that's a clip-on earring, lishitaso, would be a problem. However, the Ramah did say that also lasis binizamim sheba ozen hecha de derech lo tziyamisham, when the derech is to take it out, then it will be prohibited. So Rav Nevin Zal differentiated between earring that is in the ear because it's the purest ear. Then he argued, even it seemed, if a woman normally takes it out at night before she goes to sleep, nevertheless, he didn't think that qualifies as derech lo tziyamisham. In contrast to a clip on and clip off earring, easy come, easy go. So then in such a case, we would have the chash. So here we have the general rule. One example, Vashar Zil Gemar. This is the basic introduction to the halachic background, for that matter, to all of Perek Bameh Isha. And if one is choshesh, then one needs to begin to not only discuss earrings, but all other jewelry as well. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Nuntes Amabes.